It's a beautiful day. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Thomas Tadlock of VeganBodyRevolution.com, and I want to welcome you to the Vegan Body Revolution show. In the previous episode, Frank Medrano, vegan superstar, Mr. 8-Pack himself, told us exactly what he eats every single day to be able to create and maintain his sick six-pack 24/7, 365 days a year. In this episode, we're going to go deep into exactly how he works out, how he structures his exercises, how many reps he does, how often he works out, how much rest he takes in between, everything. I ask all the right questions so that you can do the very same to your body. Enjoy. You mentioned earlier that you can have as many fruits as you want as long as you train and you train hard. Let's talk about your training. What does it take? What kind of training does it take overall to achieve a lean physique, a lean, ripped, muscular physique with a six-pack? How do you do that?
What I usually tell a lot of people is one of the biggest secrets, vegan or not, is being consistent with your workout. So whatever you do, whatever you decide to do, if it's calisthenics, if it's body weight, if it's lifting weights, free weights, anything you do, you gotta stick with it and be consistent and keep doing it day in and out. Don't miss any workouts, as well as, you just gotta be patient with it as well. So, one of the big things that I believe in is you gotta go hard too. You can't just go with the motions. When you show up to the gym or wherever you work out, you got to go hard. You got to challenge yourself. If you see that you're getting stronger, don't stay with that and be comfortable with that. Push yourself to make it feel uncomfortable, to challenge your body to go harder, to get stronger, to get faster. So what I usually do is I'm always changing up my workout. So I pretty much have a routine down, but I always trick my body into, thinking that I'm doing something, but then I switch it up and I do something else. So whether it's changing the order of exercises that I do for the day, or if it's changing the weight or the rep range, I always mix it up. But one thing is for certain is that you need to be consistent and you need to go hard. You need to go into your workout thinking that, oh man, this is going to be really hard. You can't just go into it like, oh, I'm going to have fun and this is going to feel good. No, you need to go in there. You need to, if you want to see results, if you want to get your body to, to really fat shredding, muscle building state, you got to really challenge and push yourself. So you got to go into it, sweating and pushing and going hard. So at the end of the workout, you're just exhausted. And yeah, you have a feeling of accomplishment where like, man, I can't, but yeah, I did it. But you brought it to your body and you challenge yourself and you just keep it growing.
So let's get into the details. First of all, let me ask you this. Were you just as ripped and muscular just prior to becoming vegan? Than you are right now?
I was already in shape when I became vegan. I would say I was really in really good shape. I would say maybe about high 5 to 6% body fat, weighing about 160 pounds. This is right before I became vegan. The difference is now at the same body weight, a little bit more shredded. I'm more into the 4% body fat. But the difference, the big difference now is the factor is that my energy is a lot better. My recovery time for workouts is almost, it's really ridiculous. It's like almost the next day I'm like fully recovered workouts. Before, it would take me maybe sometimes up to a week of recovering from a body part or of anything. So my recovery, my energy, has gone tremendously, and my strength has gone even stronger. So I'm stronger now on a vegan diet than what I was as a meat eater. So those are the differences from me being vegan now until when I was not vegan.
Well, that's amazing. So if you're the same body weight, so you're 160 when you were not vegan, and you're 160 now, and then before you were 6% body fat, and now you're 4% body fat. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just do a little math here. So before you had 9.6 pounds of fat mass on you, approximately, and then now you have only 6.4 pounds. So what that means is, Frank, you've actually gained around 3 pounds of muscle. Going from 6% to 4% is the equivalent of losing 3 pounds of muscle, or 3.2 to be exact, and gaining and losing 3.2 pounds of fat. That's pretty awesome. That's good news.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Uh-huh.
And that's amazing now, considering considering how you're doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's go into the training. So you set up the mindset of what it takes to be a champion, mm-hmm. and have a champion physique. All right, you can't miss a workout. You got to be consistent. You got to go in there ready to kill yourself. And and you're not done until you come out feeling exhausted and feeling like you've just accomplished something you've never accomplished before. Am I right? Do I have that down?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, good. So that's a warrior mindset. So let's get into what the workouts look like. I mean, I think less about what you're doing now, and let's talk more about what the first couple months of your training looked like when you went from 6% down to 4%.
Okay. What I usually do and what I did a lot was to help me get into this ripped shape is number one when working out is the cardio. So it really isn't much time. I do not put too much time into the cardio, but I can tell you it's the hardest thing in my training. It's maybe only about 10 to 12 minutes of cardio. So those 10 to 12 minutes are like really intense. I'm going all out in intervals. I go all out for a few seconds, almost a minute sometimes, and then I'll slow it down. So I do high intensity interval cardio where I go really fast. I go all out. I do sprints, and then I'll take a jog. I'll go really slow, and I'll recover, and I'll keep going. And I'll do that for about 10 to 12 minutes. And to me, that's what really helped me, you know, to get my fat burning to like the best possible and speeding up my metabolism is doing those crazy 10 to 12 minute sessions of cardio where it's really fast and then it's slowing you down. So high intensity interval cardios, whether it's sprints.
So let's talk about the intervals. So how long would the sprints go for? What's the range that you use?
The sprints, usually go when I do that, I'll go like to the track and I'll do 100 meter sprints. So those won't take too long because 100 meters for me, I'm fairly fast. It won't, maybe about
10 seconds, right?
No, that'd be world record, but maybe about 13, 14 seconds. Because, okay. I mean, you got to figure, I'm doing those back to back to back to back to back to back. So, you know, I'll do those till I reach maybe like 10 to 12 minutes. So that's a lot of sprints.
So basically, so you're on a track. So you're talking about 400 meter track. And when you hit that one, so every time you hit a 100 meter sprint, like the straightaway, you just sprint that. Is that what you do?
I'll just sprint that. And then I'll just walk the curb of the track, another 100 meters, and then I'll sprint back the other one.
So sprint 100,
so point in the
walk,
circle.
Walk 100, and you do this for 10 to 12 minutes?
10 to 12 minutes. That's one example of the high intensity. Another example is I'll run upstairs. I'll run upstairs of bleachers. I'll run up a flight, like really hard, really fast, and I'll kind of like jog down, and I'll keep doing it back and forth. And you could do that everywhere. You could do it on the treadmill. You could speed it up. You could slow it down. You could pretty much do it with a lot of the cardio exercises. But the ones I do recommend, because there's a lot of cardio exercises that really don't push you. So the ones I do recommend are if you're doing running, you do it running outside on the track, in the park, wherever you do, or you run on the treadmill. Another one is running up the bleachers or stairs and then coming back down. Those are the two that I use all the time for high-intensity cardio.
So you're essentially, this is for, so people can get an idea in their heads of what it actually looks like. They go to a track, you sprint the hundreds. That's taking you about 13 to 15 seconds tops. And then your walk around the curb probably takes another 30 to 40 seconds tops as well. So at the end of the day, each one sprint and one walk will take about a minute. So you're probably adding up about 10 to 12 sprints in total at your track that you're getting in, that you're squeezing within a 10 to 12 minute period. And that would be your cardio workout, right?
And it's just 10 to 12 minutes, but those 10 or 12 minutes are brutal. You know, it's really hard, and you're giving it your all, and, you know, halfway through, you're like, oh, man, I don't want to do this, I don't do this. But, I mean, you know, trust me, once you're done and once you keep doing it, I guarantee you'll see results. But it's just, that's just the mentality of, you know, of it. You got to go hard in the cardio, you got to go hard and in order to start really seeing some fat burning.
How many times per week do you do that to get the type of physique that
you have? I do that 3 to 4 times a week.
So that's a pretty, I think that's a pretty compelling sell to somebody to say, hey, you know what? Frank Medrano only does 30 to 45 minutes of cardio a week to maintain that body. That's cool. All right, so that's that, and then so you've got that part about of your training. What's the other half of your training?
The other half is mostly body weight. I do a lot of body weight, a lot of push-ups, pull-ups, dips, muscle-ups. But I do incorporate some free weights. I do incorporate compound movements like squats, lunges, deadlifts. I do bench. I do bench sometimes, and I do a one arm dumbbell row. I do a lot of free weights, so it's a lot. Everything is free weights, and it's mostly just everything is just compound movements. And I do separate the training, so I'll have maybe like a chest and shoulder day, and I'll have a back day, and then I'll have an arm day, like a bicep and tricep day, and then I'll have my leg day. Mm-hmm. Now, mixed in with all that, I do a lot of muscle ups, a lot of pull ups, a lot of dips, push ups, mixed in accordingly with the body part that I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm doing chest day, I am doing a lot of push-ups. If I'm on my back day, I am doing a lot of muscle-ups, and I am doing a lot of pull-ups. On arm day, I am doing a lot of dips. And I mix that in with my training. I have a detailed training routine that I do, and it's in the website. If anyone wants to check it out, it's on cutandjack.com. They have an example of the routine that I started doing when I became vegan. And that's at cutandjack.com. I have it set up where everything is, you see all my sets, my rep range, the exercise, every specific exercise, every down to the detail. And it's there if you want to check it out.
Oh, beautiful. Excellent. So everybody go to Cut and Jack. Is it Jacked with the ED?
Yes.
Cut. So let's make sure we got this right. And I'll also post it. It'll be on veganbodyrevolution.com. And I'll also provide a link to it in the podcast. If you're looking at this on podomatic.com, I'll have it in the description as well. But Cut and Jacked. So CUTANDJACKED. jacked.com. And if I screwed it up by verbally, I'll make sure I have the correct link right there. In fact, I'll put a direct link right to Frank's specific page too, so you guys can clearly get right to it. So it's got so Frank, what you're saying, it's got your specifics of what exercises you're doing on what days of the week, all the way down to the reps and sets. Am I right?
Yeah, it has every detail down to the reps and sets. Now, when you first look at it, it might seem a little intimidating because even when I first became vegan, I was already in really good shape. So, I mean, don't get discouraged if you see the routine and you think you don't do it. I mean, it's just a plan if you want to maybe, like, kind of follow. You don't have to go to the exact rep or the amount of sets. I mean, it's just maybe a guide for you to follow if you want to just kind of see what I do and maybe modify it to your physical level. But it's a really good routine that I use for anyone that's interested in to know exactly how I train.
Excellent. Excellent, guys. Yep, it's cutandjack.com. You're going to search Frank Medrano. Then what you'll do is you're going to look for the link. There's going to be several of them, but one of them, it says workouts. And then when you get there, you'll find a PDF file that's got it broken down. It looks like, Frank, if I'm not mistaken, you've got a split that you're basically dividing up your entire body into five different days, Monday through Friday, and then on Saturday you kind of do a full body routine, and then
yep.
The last day, Sunday, your rest day. You actually rest on that day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Yep. Awesome. Awesome. Well, we'll send all of our listeners over there, and we'll also make sure that this gets published. If you'd like, I can publish this in the book as well. So very cool. All right. So that basically takes care of the training. So just so you guys know, I'm looking at Cut and Jacked right now. And Frank, for the gym exercises, Frank's doing your typical four sets of 10 repetitions. And for each body part, I'm just looking at his back. For his back, he's only doing two different exercises for his back, for his traditional bodybuilding type of moves. But then he's got like six other exercises that he does, which is all body weight. You know, he's doing 10 muscle ups at a time. He's doing sets of, he's doing 50 overhand pull ups, underhand pull ups, 50 at a time. It's crazy. He's doing 30 muscle ups at one point just for the fun of it. It's crazy. Let's look at his shoulder routine. Just let everybody know what your shoulder routine looks like. Wednesday, shoulders and abs. So you start off with 100 push-ups as your warm-up. Then you go into four sets of 10 reps standing dumbbell presses, four sets of 10 reps lateral dumbbell raises, four sets of 10 reps of bent-over dumbbell lateral raises. And then you do 100 crunches, 50 crossovers, 50 high-intensity crunches. We got to go over what that means in a second. Two-minute flutter kicks. Jeez, my man. Three sets of those, 60-second crunch holds for three sets. And then I see here, continuous, 15 crunches, 15 side crunches, both sides, just nonstop. 15 leg raises for three sets, and handstands till failure. Those of you at home trying this, make sure you wear a helmet. And then you get your 15 minutes of high-intensity interval training cardio, high-intensity cardio. So when you're doing this, are you using as much weight as you possibly can for your four sets of 10 on your bodybuilding exercises?
The ones that require the weight, I use as much as I can control. So, I mean, I could lift a lot, but there comes to a point where you start losing control. So I just use whatever I feel that I'm actually controlling the weight.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, as soon as someone's form starts to go a little bit too crazy, when the exercise doesn't look like the exercise that they intended to do anymore, then that usually tells you that's too much weight, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Let's get back on track here, man. Frank, I'm going to give you some props. You've given us you've shared some pretty awesome information. Really, really, really awesome information that I think a lot of people are going to get a lot of value out of thanks to you. What you have shown is you said you were in good shape to begin with, and I got to say you were. I mean, you were 160 pounds at 5'5", at 6% body fat, and making the switch over to vegan, you've actually improved your shape, gotten down to 4%, even more lean and ripped. Did your training change at all when you switched from non-vegan to vegan?
My training didn't change much. The only thing, like I said, the only thing that helped me and I really enjoyed was my recovery. So a lot of times as I became vegan, as the months went by and I noticed, you know, how fast I was recovering, that enabled me to go back and start workouts that I don't normally start so early. So I would, you know, I would start off my week even faster. Sometimes I would even go straight and work out every day of the week and just keep going. That's the only thing that changed. As far as the way I work out and my routines, they're still the same. It's just the recovery. It's just phenomenal. And now I could just keep going, you know, if I really wanted to, I just keep going over and over, and I need a rest day unless I need to do something and I just won't work out because of it. But I mean, I literally recover, you know, the next day for anything.
So you're right back to 100% within 24 hours.
Yeah. I could have really, really hard, heavy workouts. And the next day I'll be ready to go. Be ready to go again.
That's pretty freaking awesome. That is very, very cool. Wow.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking to you, listening to this podcast. Are you inspired to go work out yet? I hope you are. God, I am inspired. I want you to stay tuned for the next podcast, which is going to be the final installment of my interview with Frank Medrano. Thank you so much for listening. This is Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.